One of my favorite parts of the central moment is not only the 5 minutes of Bible study we do, but then the prayer at the end where I get to pray for you. And I'm especially excited about today because I'm going to pray over your life the seven I wills of God. These are seven I wills that God reveals to Moses. Here's how it sets up. God had called Moses at the burning bush to go back into Egypt where he'd grown up and to lead God's people out of slavery. And he had given miraculous signs. Moses said, I can't speak well, so he'd given it his brother to be his mouthpiece. I mean, God did everything he could to get Moses to do this. And so I would think maybe Moses is feeling confident now, at least a little more than he was at the burning bush. And he'd come, and he actually went back into Egypt, and he met with the elders, and they believed that God had spoken to him. So he's got his leadership team. Everything's going well. And probably, so after all of that preparation, after all that divine calling, probably the last thing Moses expected was when he went in and said to Pharaoh, let my people go, that Pharaoh would say no. I mean, I would gather, he thought, this is a moment, God's with me, it's going to work out. But it doesn't. Verse 2 of Exodus 5, Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. In other words, no, I will not let them go out into the wilderness and get out of Egypt. Not only that, but Pharaoh seriously increases the quota for what they need to produce as slaves every day, and he starts beating the Israeli overseers of the other Israelite slaves. And so you can imagine Israel's not very happy with Moses. They return to Moses, they blame him, and Moses has no answer. I mean, he didn't expect Pharaoh to say no after everything God had done to prepare Moses to take this step and confront Pharaoh. And so he has a prayer meeting. And I wonder if you've ever had a prayer meeting like this with God. Moses, verse 22, Exodus 5, returned to the Lord and said, why, Lord? Why have you brought trouble on this people? I mean, is this why you sent me? I mean, ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he's brought trouble on this people, and you have not rescued your people at all. Well, I'm thankful God's big enough to handle our frustrations. He said, God, ever since I obeyed you, things have gone from bad to worse. Now we're in a terrible heap of trouble. You haven't done what you said was going to happen. What God does next is not therapy on Moses. I would personally prefer God would at least be sympathetic with me. Say, well, I know how you feel, and don't worry, you know, I love you, and remember I said I'm going to be the I am that I am, and all of these things. No, he doesn't do therapy. What he does at the beginning of chapter 6 is just restate the mission. He said, I'm going to, you know, We're going to keep moving forward, Moses. He just restates the mission. Sometimes when we're facing discouragement, that's the best thing we can do, not to indulge our bad feelings because it's not working out like we thought it was going to work, but just refocus on the mission. But this is what, not even focus on what you're doing. Focus on what God's doing. That's a huge key to walking in the strength of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God does with Moses. He said, I just want you to refocus on what I'm doing. And it's then that God gives Moses the seven great I wills of the Bible. It starts in verse 6. Therefore, say to the Israelites, God says to Moses, I am the Lord, Yahweh. I am that I am. I am the Lord. And first of all, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will free you from being slaves to them. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and mighty hand, acts of judgment. And I will take you as my own people. I know it doesn't look like that right now, but I will do that. And I will be your God. Then you'll know that I'm the Lord who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land that I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a possession, for I am the Lord. And to these seven great I wills of God, we have a powerful guide for praying God's will over our life. These are the things God wants to do in our lives. That's why it's so important to pay more attention to what God's doing than what we're doing. God's always doing something. It didn't look like he was doing something, but we're only halfway through the story. All these reversals and failures that Moses seemed to be overwhelmed with weren't the end of the story, because he served a God who said, I am the Lord and I will. So I'd like to pray these I wills over your life. They're all embodied in Jesus. Every one of them is fulfilled in what Jesus came to do, to rescue us from the slavery of sin and redeem us and take us to inheritance and promise. So would you pray with me in Jesus' name? Father, thank you that you are the I am that I am. And thank you that, Lord, in Jesus, you will bring us out from slavery, wherever we may be enslaved to sin today. Because Jesus died on the cross and broke that sin. Thank you that you're able to do this. And Lord, you said you're willing to free us. Some of us are still struggling with habits and addictions. My God, some of us are still struggling with inferiority and all these things that fight against you using us. My God, we just thank you that you said, I will free you. And we claim that in Jesus' name. We thank you. You said, I will redeem you, which means you buy us back. Thank you. We no longer belong to the devil, but in Christ, we belong to you. Thank you. You redeemed us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. You said, I will take you as my own people. Thank you. We get to belong to you, that you have taken us as your own. Thank you that you said, I will be your God. Lord, in all that you are, you'll be that to us. We're overwhelmed with love and gratitude for that. Would you be all we need to be today? Thank you. You said, I will bring you to. We thank you for destiny. We thank you for promises that you have given us. Lord, take us to, we pray, all that you promised us. And we thank you that you said, I will give it to you as a possession. Thank you for all that we've inherited in Christ. Thank you for heaven. Thank you for the power of your Spirit. Thank you for hope for today and hope for eternity. Thank you for all that you give us. Thank you that you will do this. And then you sent your Son Jesus to make it real for us. So we praise you and honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen.